It is the post-match show from the Glen, but just down the road from Anfield, after Liverpool have been beaten 5-2, fucking hell, by Real Madrid. Show us the way to go home. We're tired and we want to go to bed, but we've got to do a podcast. I've got Jay McKenna, I've got Neil Docherty and Damien Cabana. I'm a bit shell-shocked, to be honest, Damien.
Yeah.
We started so well, we looked so bright. They get back into it with a great goal, but you think, well, Sam, kick on from there, and then I don't know what happened after that, but it certainly wasn't kicking on from there.
No, I mean, we started fantastic, done everything we showed. The atmosphere was great. Liverpool were going to go and get after them, pressing them high, using the energy of the crowd, using the energy of the passion of the team, and playing to the strengths. And we pretty much blew ourselves out in about 20 minutes, didn't we? And it was obviously a result like that, it was honourable. I have got to say, by the way, I mean, Real Madrid were imperious tonight. And even against the Anfield crowd, a good Anfield crowd, and being 2-0 down, they didn't bother them. And as the game wore on, they grew into the midfield and they were calm as anything. So you've just got to say, I think our shortcomings at the elite level of football were brutally exposed tonight. That doesn't mean we still can't get fourth place in this league, because that's not the level we're playing at. But I think Real Madrid turns up tonight with a calm, and I heard Jürgen midweek saying he'd never seen a calmer manager than Carlo Ancelotti, and that was personified in his team's excellence and calmness in the face of a great atmosphere and a flying start by an energetic team. And inch by inch, they just overtook us, proved they were better than us. And I think Real Madrid would have beat any team they would have played on planet Earth tonight. They proved themselves. I've just got to congratulate them. I'm gutted about it, but there we are. We were beaten by the best team in Europe and the best team in the world tonight.
I take Damien's point, Neil, in that it is mad how well they come with Anthony. 2-0 down, rabid atmosphere, the legs sound, don't worry about it. Yeah. It is insane, you know, the mentality and the coolness they got. But that said,